Watch, Kamala Harris mistakenly says facts in post-debate interview. By Joshua Kaplan on November 20, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, suffered a verbal slip-up, referring to flags as facts before quickly correcting herself in a live interview following Wednesday's Democrat presidential debate in Atlanta, Georgia. "This guy just you know again, goes for the photo op. You remember all of these fags, flags, that looked almost fake," Harris told MSNBC's Chris Matthews, referring to President Trump's meetings with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore and Hanoi Summit, Vietnam. Earlier Wednesday evening, Harris argued during the debate that President Trump had gotten punked on foreign policy regarding his administration's denuclearization negotiations with North Korea. When asked whether she would have held a summit with Kim, Harris replied, "With all due deference to the fact this is a presidential debate, Donald Trump got punked. He has conducted foreign policy since day one born out of a very fragile ego," she continued. "That fails to understand that one of the most important responsibilities of the commander-in-chief is to concern herself with the security of our nation and homeland. And to do it in a way that understands that part of the strength of who we are as a nation, and therefore an extension of our ability to be secure, is not only that we have a vibrant military, but that when we walk in any room around the globe, we are respected because we keep to our word. We are consistent, we speak truth, and we are loyal." Pressed on whether she would cut North Korea slack as a negotiating tactic if elected president, the flailing White House candidate stated, "Not at this point. There are no concessions to be made. He has traded a photo op for nothing." She added, "He has abandoned the, by shutting down the operations with South Korea for the last year and a half. So those operations which should be in those exercises which should be active because they are within our best national security. The relationship that we have in Japan, he has in every way compromised our ability to have any influence on slowing down or at least having a check and balance on North Korea's nuclear program."